Welcome to the Glow Up Guide Collective, the podcast for millennial women ready to step into their power, break through self-doubt, and become the best version of themselves. I'm Morgan Bruner, your personal growth bestie and self-improvement coach, here to help you shift your mindset, boost your confidence, and create a life that truly lights you up. If you're tired of playing small and you're ready to finally embody your most authentic, thriving self, then girl, you're in the right place. Let's get real, have those deep, soul-fueling conversations, and most importantly, glow up from the inside out. Grab your favorite drink, get cozy, and let's dive in, my girl. Hey, love, welcome back. Today, we're going deep. We're talking about healing your inner child, letting go of past wounds, breaking free from old patterns, and stepping into your power. Have you ever had an emotional reaction that felt bigger than the situation itself? Maybe someone rejected you and suddenly it felt like the end of the world. Or maybe you constantly feel like you're not enough, but don't know where that feeling is coming from. That's your inner child speaking. And if we don't heal these wounds from our past, they keep showing up in our present. But here's the truth. You don't have to stay stuck in old pain. You can heal. You can reclaim your power. And today I'm going to show you how. So get cozy and let's get into it. Before we get into healing, let's talk about what the inner child actually is. Your inner child is the part of you that was shaped by your early experiences, the beliefs, fears, and patterns that you learned growing up. If you grew up being told that you had to be perfect to be loved, you might struggle with people-pleasing tendencies today. If you were criticized as a kid, you might struggle with self-doubt and never feel good enough. If love and validation felt conditional, then you might fear rejection in relationships. Your inner child still exists inside you, and if these wounds were never healed, they show up in your thoughts, fears, and emotional reactions today. So here's how to know if your inner child still needs healing. If you struggle with self-worth, fear, and rejection. If you have deep people-pleasing tendencies and hate disappointing others. You overreact emotionally, but you don't know why. You find yourself stuck in cycles of self-sabotage. If any of these sound familiar, don't worry. This is just your inner child asking for love, attention, and healing. Hey, love, real quick. If you're like me and obsessed with personal growth, but don't always have the time to sit and read, Audible is about to change your life. I've been listening to mindset books during my mornings and my drives, and honestly, it's been a whole self-care ritual lately. And right now, you can try Audible free for 30 days and even get your first book completely free. Just use my special link I left for you in the show notes. Seriously, girlfriend, treat yourself because your glow up deserves this. Now let's talk about how to actually start healing and rewriting the story. Step one, acknowledge and connect to your inner child. Take time to reflect. What would the younger version of me say if she could speak today? What does she need? Start journaling and have conversations with that part of yourself. Step two, identify where your wounds come from. Ask yourself, what messages did I receive growing up that still affect me today? Once you recognize the root cause, you can begin to change the pattern. Step three, reparent yourself with love and compassion. You give yourself the love, validation, and safety you needed as a child. Start speaking kindly to yourself, nurturing yourself, and prioritizing self-care. Step four, release old stories and create new empowering beliefs. Just because you learned something in childhood doesn't mean it's true. It's time to rewrite the narrative, replace I'm not good enough with I'm worthy and I'm loved as I am. Step five, take aligned action to break free from the past. Change your patterns. Start making choices based on your healed self, not your wounded self. Step into the person that you are becoming. I remember when I first realized my inner child needed healing. I kept falling into the same patterns, fear of rejection, people pleasing, doubting myself, But once I started listening to that younger version of me, giving her love, validation, and permission to be imperfect, everything changed. When your inner child is speaking to you, she's calling out for the things that you needed as a child that you might still need today. So give her the love, the strength, the validation, the things that let her know it's okay, she's safe, she's loved, she's protected. Spend time with her. Give her the things that she is asking for. If you feel abandoned, give yourself the love that you need from other people or you're wanting from other people. If you need validation, validate yourself. Celebrate the small wins that you go through in life. Maybe it's just that you made it through work or you made it through the day. Give yourself the small wins and accept them and celebrate them, because those small wins get you towards the bigger picture. And let me tell you, love, your inner child is still inside you, waiting for you to remind her that she is loved, safe, and more than enough. So give that validation to her. That is what she is seeking. Usually whenever she is asking for something or something comes up, it is something your inner child is needing. So pay attention to those things. All right, my love, that's it for today's episode. I loved this conversation, and I hope it left you feeling inspired, empowered, and ready to take action. Remember, your glow up is already happening. One step, one mindset shift, one bold move at a time. If this episode spoke to you, let's keep the conversation going. Screenshot this episode, tag me on at the Glow Up Guide Collective, and tell me your biggest takeaway. I would love to hear from you. And if you haven't already, make sure to hit that follow button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep growing, keep glowing, and keep becoming the best version of you, my girl.